And now moving on to sports, the world number 7 in men's tennis, Tomáš Berdych, proved key in Davis Cup action at the weekend, helping the Czech Republic win 3 points against Serbia to put the Czechs through to the semi-finals. Although his final match against Janko Tipsarovic was a decidedly even affair, he held on and at the weekend didn't lose a single set. Jan Wellinger has more.
The Czech men's tennis team is through to its third semifinal in 4 years in the Davis Cup, largely thanks to the world's seventh best player, Tomáš Berdych. At the weekend, he proved crucial against the Serbs, who were without world number one Novak Djokovic. He's focusing instead on his career and the upcoming Summer Olympics. On day one, Berdych easily dispatched Viktor Troicki 6-2, 6-1, 6-2. And a day later in the doubles, he and longtime fellow player Radek Štěpánek proved too powerful against the less familiar partnership of Nenad Zimonjić and Ilya Bosiljac. The score in that match was 6-4, 6-2, 7-6, with the Serbs making a fight of it only in the final set. Afterwards, here is what Tomáš Berdych had to say.
They start quite well, but, you know, that's actually what we not expect, but you have to be careful with that, you know, because we won quite easy two sets, and then, you know, you expect that it's not going to go like that all the games. So, but, you know, then we made a really good game when we were 40 love down, and we made a break, which was very important, and then finally we was able to finish it in the tie break, because as Radek said, that he was feeling really tired, and after all those emotions and everything, you know, that was the best thing that what possibly we could do, you know, finish it in the third set.
Earlier, Štěpánek had lost against world number 8 Janko Tipsarevic, so with the score at 2-1 for the Czechs, it was up to Berdych to face the Serbian team's top player. Speaking of tie breaks, in their rubber, each set went down the wire. In the first, Berdych sent a powerful ball cross-court for the winner. In the second, he went to the net for the point. Still, the third set tie break didn't look at all like it would go the Czechs' way. He was losing 5-1 before storming back to win 9-7 after Tipsarevic sent the return into the net. So 7-6, 7-6, 7-6. It was a close match in which Berdych showed greater discipline and a touch more physical toughness and mental precision, while willing to take risks on key points. Tipsarevic, after all, had every chance to get back into the match, but watched them slip away as he failed to convert two set points.
Česko je v semifinále Davis Cupu a může za to především Tomáš Berdych. Protože poráží Janka Tipsareviče za 3¾ hours, 7-6, 7-6, a 7-6.
So a great moment there for Tomáš Berdych, and here's what he had to say.
It was really close, but I think it was probably some kind of more experience probably on my side, but definitely it was probably my mental side of the game as well, you know, because I was quite many times down and I was able to come back, turn it for my side, and then you know, he was up in actually all three sets, so yeah, probably that was the difference.
The win gave the Czech team the unassailable 3-1 lead they needed, and Lukáš Rosol added a fourth win for good measure when he beat Troicki 7-6, 7-5 later on Sunday. That match, of course, would not have changed the overall result. The Czechs, who had the strong home crowd behind them in the quarterfinal, will travel to South America for the next stage in September. They will face Argentina, a tough opponent, although the team suggested somewhat more favorable than Spain.
This report was brought to you by Jan Wellinger. Thanks for that, Jan.